Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life. Good morning, my friends. Welcome to day 265 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Yesterday, I briefly made mention of Mel Robbins' high five habit that she created to help get you out of bed in the morning. And today, I wanted to dig a little deeper into why I truly believe the hokiest, cheesiest shit like this, these methods, can and will change our lives if we let them. And I haven't read the book yet, but I have seen some of her videos discussing the process, and it basically comes down to setting a ritual of cheering for yourself, just like you cheer for everyone else in your life. By high-fiving your reflection once a day or as many times as you feel, because your brain associates high fives with positive energy, because you've always done it externally, right? You will eventually start to feel that energy of encouragement and positivity towards yourself as well. It's a simple act of self-encouragement that costs nothing. It takes very little effort and barely any time. And it can actually foster a positive relationship with yourself over time. As a lazy skeptic, I often steer clear of quick fixes, but I also understand the benefits of trying something new, especially if I have some well-deserved skepticism about it. But I know that the difference between me being successful and unsuccessful in my perspective is the lean-in. It's the belief that this stuff will work, and if I have faith to keep going, then I usually do see results at some point. And while I don't think high-fiving your reflection will change everyone's life and fix all of your problems, I do believe we could all use a little more self-love and connection. And this is one of the easiest and quickest ways I've found to do it. So just like smiling sends dopamine to your brain and convinces you that you're happier than you really are, high-fiving yourself is exactly the same. And I don't know about you, but any free, very quick, very painless activity that can send a little more dopamine to my brain sounds like a deal, you know? And you are always worthy of being celebrated, even on your worst days. Honestly, the fact that you're still breathing every day is a miracle. And the fact that you got out of bed is even more amazing. And the fact that you're still hopeful enough to put on optimistic bullshit like this podcast shows me you are doing the work. And you deserve to feel some of those rewards. And sure, it's going to feel silly, but you are worth feeling silly for. And maybe the high-fiving your reflection isn't your bag. Maybe it's a smile at your reflection instead. Maybe it's a note to yourself to find in the mornings before the world wakes up. Maybe it's a literal star sticker on a habit tracker. Maybe it's setting aside time in the morning to show gratitude for yourself. But whatever you choose to show yourself encouragement, if you are consistent with time, it will begin to feel less silly as you start to realize what works for you, because however you choose to go about supporting yourself, Just know you can and should be your own cheerleader, just like you've been for everyone else so willingly for so long. And encouragement, like motivation, is something that needs refreshing daily. It's not to be dismissed as something that only kids and sports teams benefit from. We all do better with positive reinforcement. Not only is that a promise for me, but it's just a scientific fact. There's a study that Mel uses in her book, because she does use a lot of scientific backing, that talks about how sports teams who had more high fives and back slaps and cheers for themselves did better consistently. So start offering that same consistent reward by high-fiving your reflection and making eye contact with yourself and giving yourself positive encouragement daily. Because the more you start offering it to yourself, the more you'll see these things shift, and then the more you'll want to continue offering those things to yourself. It's a self-fulfilling process, but you gotta start. And it starts by feeling silly. But in my opinion, a lot of the best and most exciting, amazing experiences in life start by feeling silly. Dancing can feel really silly. Singing can feel really silly. But these things actually actively release serotonin and dopamine and are a great expressive way to get out really good energy. So don't dismiss shit before you try it, and maybe try Mel Robbins' high five habit. And if you want, you can watch some of her videos on YouTube like I did, or you can buy her book, and then let me know how that shit is. Because I have been trying the high five habit myself, and I do really enjoy it. Maybe you can too. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast, or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.